from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchor man, Paul Rasmussen. Some Health Watch news I thought I'd share, especially for men. This just came out late yesterday. Cancer cases and deaths among men are expected to surge globally by 2050. This study, the American Cancer Society researchers projected 84% increase in cancer cases for men, and a 93% increase in cancer deaths among men worldwide between now and 2050. So the increases were greater among men 65 and older, and in countries and territories with a lower medium human development index. So the natural question is, these numbers are going the opposite direction than everybody's worked so hard to fight against. Listen to this conversation. CBS moments ago, Dr. John LaPook, who is CBS's medical correspondent, and Nate Burleson, one of the hosts of the CBS Morning Show.
I would just say a lot of that increase is because of the increase in population that's expected. You know, there's about 8 billion people, a little more, in the United States. Okay. In the world now, it's going to be about 10 billion. All right, so just by the fact that there are more people, aging population, there are going to be more deaths. In terms of calculating the risk, like what are the odds of you getting it, it's trickier. They try to project based on things that they have now, statistics and the environment and all that and trends, but it's tougher.
So why did this report focus only on men?
Well, it turns out a 2020 study showed that around the world, the death rate from cancer in men is about 43% higher than in women. Why?
What gives?
Right, you know, they're trying to figure that out, but, you know, is there certain risk factors? For one thing, men around the world, tobacco, by far the biggest risk factor. Okay. About a third of men around the world smoke.
In
the United States, about 13% versus 10%, but around the world, it's about 30% versus 6.5%, and then alcohol and some other risk factors.
So those are some of the reasons why higher rates for certain cancers are higher among
them. Yeah, you know, risk factors, and then again, there are things that we're still learning.
Okay, so we're talking by 2050, that's approximately 26 years from now, that there's going to be a almost double amount of deaths.
Yeah, there'll probably be an extra, if you do the extrapolation, about 5 million deaths per year in men, more than now.
What are the most common cancers?
Well, the most common cancers in both men and women are lung cancer first, and then in men you have prostate cancer, colon cancer. In women it's lung and then breast and colon cancer. You combine them and then colon cancer gets up to number two in terms of cancer deaths.
Yeah, you constantly talk about how important it is to get your prostate exam.
And colonoscopy.
Of course.
And skin exam and all that.
So what are some ways that men can reduce these cancer risks?
All right.
This is the million-dollar question.
So trillion-dollar question.
And you're right.
For obviously, tobacco, for sure. That's the biggest risk factor. It accounts for 30% of the cancer deaths in the United States and 20% of the cases. Okay. And after that, we've talked about this before, you know, trying to have a healthy diet and a healthy weight and exercise and don't have too much alcohol, all these things that can be really
red
tough
meat,
to do.
Processed foods.
Right. Lean towards plants, legumes. But I want to make a point here that I have not made before that I was
what
thinking
is that?
About. We're threading the needle between, you know, empowering people. We want to know there are things you can do.
Right.
In terms of 40% of the cancers are related to lifestyle, things you can do.
Yeah.
But that means a lot are related to things that you can't do. We want you to do all the screening type tests. I don't want people to feel guilty. There are more than about 2 million people a year in 2024 are predicted to have cancer.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not done with the year yet. So I don't want people out there who have cancer to say, oh, it was something I did.
Right.
I think that's really important.
But you can create some discipline in your life and reduce those rates.
That is Dr. John LaPook in a conversation moments ago. Yeah, that's a disturbing, especially obviously for us as men. The key, though, the takeaway is make sure you get regular checkups and screenings. And I got to credit Marty because Marty kind of guilted me into, you know, an annual exam. You know, you get to a certain age, you should be doing that anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go through, not to put you on the spot, but I'm sure you see a physician regularly.
Oh, yes, I'll be seeing my doctor next week, in fact, one of three or four annual visits. I get an annual exam, a physical, and then every so often I return to the endoscopy center when they want to take a look inside the tummy, see what's going on there, an endoscopy, sometimes a colonoscopy. I'm happy to do all of the above and grateful to have the access to it.
There is part of, you know, as a stereotype for men, an avoidance of the doctor too, as we've also talked about for many people.
That can be true for some men, yeah. You know, I take some comfort, though, from the statistics that LaPook was quoting. You know, it's the growing global population, because that number is going up. That means the number of deaths is going to go up.
Right.
And then if you have the demographic expansion of more people surviving into their 60s and 70s, then you're going to have, again, that increase there as well.
I remember, you remembered Dave James from our news team.
I do.
I'm Dave James. He told us once he had a new doctor and he was getting a digital exam. And in the midst of the exam, the doctor didn't recognize who he was. But in the conversation, he goes, oh, you're the guy on the radio. You're the newsman in the midst of the exam.
Oh, boy.
Dave said, and what was it you were doing that led you to this conclusion?
Oh, boy.
There you go. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. And it's a great resource, too. Plus, you have that DVR-like technology where you can listen back 24 hours. If you missed important interviews, we got you covered here on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up, we're going to talk to former Pirates closer Jason Grilley right after the news here at 8:30. Marty Griffin is back, and we'll catch up with him in our 9 o'clock hour. Also, weekly visit with Lynn Hayes Freeland. And I would imagine, Paul, all of a sudden, we're halfway through August, and you get that feeling like summer has just flown by.
It sure does feel like it. How soon is it now that we're watching college football?
Oh, yeah.
Just a few days.
Oh, yeah. As you get into, really, for Pitt, it's the end of this month.
Mm.
So you've got 2 weeks until college football kicks off.
Yeah, the ratings are out, too, now, the advanced rankings.
Yeah, what do you got?
How do they pick them? How do they know?
You know, it's really hard now. A lot of people have asked the question, for instance, Pitt only won 3 games last year in football, which is not Pitt-like. You know, 2 seasons before that, they won the ACC championship and were in a major bowl. And you know, down in Atlanta and Sun Bowl before that. So with the changes in college football, how do you know how good a team really is until they start playing?
Well, they're going to kick off on August 24th for the college football season. The AP Advanced Top 25 has it working out this way. Georgia is first, Ohio State second. Then you go down the list to number 8 to get Penn State. So there you go. The ones that were the most interested, and obviously Pitt is not in the top 25 rankings at this time. But that can change. You know, I mean, a good example of what we're talking about here, by the way, I think would be West Virginia. Going into the season last year, the Mountaineers were picked to finish last in football in their conference, and they did very much better than expected. So we really don't know.
You don't know until, you know, as Coach Narduzzi would say for Pitt, till you play.
Right.
You know, that first game. And for Pitt, it's going to be Kent State. So that's, you know, you're always wary of these teams. You never take them for granted if you do. And we've seen it happen in the past over the years with a bunch of schools.
Well,
you end up with egg on your face.
And West Virginia is starting off with a really tough opponent. 8th-ranked Penn State on the 31st.
That's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
And then Pitt, West Virginia.
On September 14th.
At Acrisure.
Wow. It's going to be a sellout.
That, well, so they, yeah, you can't buy just that.
They've rearranged the single games ticket sales to exclude that particular game.
Yeah, because there's such a demand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep in mind, 2 years ago, when they renewed the rivalry, the backyard brawl, they had 72,000 plus, which is still a record to see a sporting event in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And there's the same level of interest, regardless of records. So you got Kent State for Pitt, a noon kickoff on the 31st, September 7th, on the road against Cincinnati. Haven't been there in a while, for over a decade. And then West Virginia comes to Acrisure, as you mentioned, a 3:30 kickoff on September 14th. And then Youngstown State. And then, let's see. Oh, you know, one that'll be fun is California comes October 12th.
Oh, really? The Bears?
They expanded, you know, the ACC to include some of those Western teams. And then they're going to go to SMU in Texas.
Southern Methodist. There was a time when SMU was a powerhouse. And then the program kind of implored.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
floated for a while.
College football has changed tremendously in just the last few years. And for those that don't know, it's because of this NIL and transfer portal. So it used to be if you wanted to transfer schools, you had to sit out a season, which made it a much bigger decision for a player. But if a player's not feeling like, hey, I'm not getting on the field, I'm going to go play for whoever, and they're offering me a Mercedes and $1 million or $500,000 to do it, why wouldn't they? Right? In college, someone said, oh, they can't do that. Not only can they do it, they're doing it every single day. So a coach has, instead of the normal attrition you would have with freshmen, you know, through seniors, and then you have maybe a redshirt year, so you have the player for maybe 5 years. It's so hard to keep a player. And then in the offseason, these transfer portals, guys are moving around. And how do you handle the name, image, and likeness money? Who's watching that? Where are the guardrails? It's just like a free, you talk about free agency. That's what it is in college football.
I have a subject change.
What do you got?
We just got a AP news alert here that says struggling Starbucks, which surprises me to see those two words back to back, right? Struggling Starbucks replaces top executive, names Chipotle CEO Brian Nickel as next leader.
They're struggling?
Okay, that was news to me.
They have like 100 million stores. If they're struggling, it's self-induced.
I've got to do some research on this. I got to find out what's going on there.
Harry Richard with former Pirates closer Jason Grilley talking about the Bucks. And let's go back for a minute, Jason, if you don't mind, and kind of reiterate what it's like to be on a team when they're trending down. And what do you got to do to turn it around?
Yeah, sorry about the connection there. I guess technology is great when it works, but so does chemistry and winning streaks. You know, the team's got to just find a way to put some life back into that clubhouse, back in themselves. This is a dog days of the summer month where, you know, losing makes the aches and pains a little bit heavier. But you got to find a way to finish that season out. It's better to know that you know you exhausted yourself and you got to find a way. I mean, everybody's fighting for jobs still and repositioning. I hate to even use that word rebuild because we've heard that enough in Pittsburgh. We want to win, and I think they got some talent there to do, you know, do what they've done. I mean, they set out and showed that, hey, they were the best team in baseball in the beginning. You know, what's going on in there? I don't know. It's what they got to have some team meetings, some team parties, and you know, enjoy being around each other because I can tell you as a former player, that's the thing I miss the most is yelling with the guys in the clubhouse and jamming when it's good times, bad times. But, you know, they need to band up and get some winning back in order here. They got a lot of season left for themselves and as a team.
Yeah, I know, you know, 2 weeks ago we were talking about flirting with a playoff spot and just the bottom is falling out. So hopefully they get it back together. They got a game in San Diego tonight, then tomorrow afternoon, a day off Thursday, and are home against Seattle Mariners for a quick three-game homestand at PNC Park for the weekend. Meanwhile, kicking off the weekend on Friday, it's Grillapalooza striking out cystic fibrosis. I know you have spent a lot of time putting this event together, and tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, just a big party in Pittsburgh here. You know, this isn't about me. I just use my name, image, and likeness. And thank you for, you know, helping me be a media darling. People probably, if they've heard me already, sorry, I'm just raising up Lena here, who's got cystic fibrosis and deals with it on a daily basis. It's a rare disease. I think there's about 40,000 people that have to live with that. It's an uncurable thing as of right now. So to draw some awareness and bring some attention to it. I just found out Lena and her mom are going to be there at some point, make a stop. So I can't wait to just show how much love Pittsburgh has for her. And we can elevate and celebrate her life and, you know, just raise some money or just having a good time. We got four bands coming to play and jam. We got food trucks. We got an ice cream truck as well. 36 holes of mini golf.
I rented out my church, which is an unbelievable facility. As you'll see, it's like Jurgles on steroids. And I got some auction company. And Kenny Reggett's doing the adult sodas, the adult beverages. So coming out, have a drink, enjoy networking and the good people of Pittsburgh. Starts at 5:30, so I'm excited to have everybody out. Kids are invited, so I know summer's coming to an end. And it's a good way to kind of transition into another season of school and the fall season, and football's coming up as well. We're celebrating a lot of things here in Paloozaville, Festville, Pittsburgh. We do a lot of partying and getting together. So this is just one thing that I decided to do. And, you know, Larry, I got to say, by doing this, I've just really, really experienced the love that Pittsburgh has when they just support one another and people show up. I know you were together with the event that you just put on here recently, the golf outing with Jerome Bettis, and it was unbelievable. So to do it again and just see how we all lock arms in this town, it's a wonderful place. I'm just why I'm so glad to live here.
Grilly Palooza, striking out cystic fibrosis this Friday, starting at 5:30 at Discovery Church in Cranberry. All right, I'll let you get back to monitoring your 16-year-old driver, Jason.
Yeah, man. Well, like I said, if the Pirates were able to come to the party, maybe that would have been the kickstart too. They're always invited. I know they got a game that day, but if rain out, maybe they'll show up and we'll kickstart and get the season back in order.
All right, appreciate the time, man. See you Friday.
Hey, we'll see you there. Thanks, Larry.
You got it. Former Pirate closer Jason Grilly. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Let's check in with Ellen Gamble.
All right, Larry, thank you so much. We do have heavy delays in a lot of spots in the rush hour. 65 southbound, for example, Ohio River Boulevard, backing between Kendall and Millerton Avenues as you make your way to the intersection with the McKees Rocks Bridge. Making your way on 51 West Carson Street down towards the Corliss Tunnels, you have multi-light delays there, very heavy. Parkway West inbound stacks at the top of Green Tree Hill, and Banksville Road is backing between Potomac and Crane Avenues as you try to make your way toward that inbound Parkway 51 northbound backs between Edgebrook and Bowsman before the tunnels, and West Liberty Avenue is stacking before Brookside. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 8:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Sunshine and 80 today and partly cloudy, 58 overnight, 83 and sunny tomorrow. Some sunshine Thursday in the mid-80s, and then next real chance of rain will come as a front approaches for the weekend on Friday. Right now, 63 degrees. Last hour, we announced our official Lifetime Achievement Awardee for our Hometown Heroes event coming up on October 8th at the Lamont is former Pirate skipper and now MLB Hall of Famer Jim Leland. So we welcome him and look forward to that evening. And if you know of somebody you'd like to nominate, you can go to kdkradio.com. We will select five of our Hometown Heroes. And it'll be, I promise you this, a very inspirational night. And again, that's October 8th. That's on a Tuesday at the Lamont overlooking beautiful Pittsburgh. One of the greatest views a restaurant could possibly have.
That's where I was taken for my interview dinner when I arrived in Pittsburgh. And I couldn't believe the view.
They took me to Arby's, which I especially appreciated the bonus of dessert with a cherry turnover. You got to go to the Lamont?
Yeah. Wasn't that nice?
How many years ago is that?
It's been, it'll be 18 here in December.
They've tightened up the budget since for anybody that. Basically, now you get a snack pack at this point.
Well, I had lobster ravioli, and it was pretty good, as I recall.
I was just in an event a couple Mondays ago at the Lamont. That view never gets old.
No, you never tire of it. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's day or night. It's all great.
Coming up in our next hour, we're going to catch up with Marty Griffin, who is fresh back from his summer hiatus. And also next, want to share some parts of a conversation that Donald Trump had with ex-owner Elon Musk. You'll hear more about that in the news.
A couple of hours they talked last night.
Yeah, some extended conversation. I want to hear how it started, because Elon Musk set this up with Donald Trump. And then a little bit more about what was going through Donald's mind when, you know, the shooting started on July 13th. And then the fact that he announced he's coming back here to Butler.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.